Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to your purpose, to your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Tune in for a lesson, a tool, a tip, or a strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only what you ought to be doing in your life, but exactly where you should be going and how you should be getting there. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. Don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. Now get that pen, that pencil, that paper out. Get ready to take lots of notes. Get ready to go to another level in your life. If you would like to speak to Coach Lalisa after the show, go to www.coachlalisa.com and join our mailing list so that you can stay up on all of the happenings. All right, if you're ready to go, we're going to go right into the show right now.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, this is another exciting week, and I tell you, it's going to be a little bit warmer. So right there, we know, for those of you who are just starting your week off today is Monday, because we know there's some people, your week started on Sunday, and depending where you are throughout the world, it may all, your week has already gotten started. You're already up. You may already be at work. That's right. You may already be at work, or you may just be getting off work. Well, we welcome you to our show today. I'm Coach Lalisa. I'm so glad you're here. You know, this week we have said that all week long we are going to talk about some part of determination. Our focus. As a matter of fact, I want to just put that out there. The focus, I want to be determined to talk about determination. So our topic today is destination determination. Destination determination. That's our topic for this morning. And I'm just going to share a couple of things with you about determination. What makes determination worthy to be a topic not only for today's show but for the rest of the week. Well, I'm just feeling in my spirit, there's a pressing in my spirit that somebody needs to get determined, and you need to get it now. So I just thank God for the leading of the Holy Spirit, because I was doing some research into the lives of some people who had made some dramatic and drastic changes in their lives. And one particular young lady, that's what it had said about her, that she was determined. And that's when the word just hit me like a ton of bricks. Determination, that is some powerful stuff. But you know what? God is no respecter of persons, and what he did for one, he'll do for another. And so you can be determined too, because what happened, I looked at my own situation and I thought, wow, that was determination at play. You know, determination. So yeah, so this morning for just a few minutes, we're going to talk about determination. So a couple of things that I want to remind you of before I share just a couple of things on determination. For some of you, you know already that we've already taken the show to just 15 minutes, you know, just 15 minutes in the morning, because our mornings are very full with activities.
So we just want to take it down to about 15 minutes. So some days it goes a little over. But I just want to reiterate that for people who haven't tuned in a while. But, yeah, listen. So this show in the morning, we're here to empower you, to inspire you, to motivate you. We're here to give you that kick in the pants if you need it, to get up and get going. You know, we're the person that does believe that you can still make a pair of boots. They say pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Well, listen, when I heard that some years back, I was okay with that. I know a lot of people, they felt like, you know, well, no, because you didn't give us any boots and wear the straps. But I'm like this, listen, even if you don't have any boots, you can make some boots. And if you want to make some boots, you might as well make some straps to go with it. And then you have to make yourself, pull yourself up. But even to do that, you need determination. And so, yeah, so we're here to motivate you, to empower you, to get up and get going. And here's the thing. Sometimes it's hard to do it. That's why we've put various assistance programs around to help you. So whether it be the Release Your Power coaching program, we'll coach you to be stronger, to be tougher, to be more diligent in your future and on your journey. You have that to give you the knowledge, skills, and tools that you need to be a success in your life. You can join the coaching program. And then we also have our latest thing is the Be Better Challenge. It's our latest program, Be Better Challenge, to help you be better. So we have some activities, some things that you'll do. And one of the things you'll do is tune into this show in the morning. And if you cannot tune in at 7 a.m. because of other things, you can always go back and listen in the archives to not only today's show, but you can listen to shows from the past as well. So that's what I wanted to share with you. You can find the Be Better Challenge application form online at BeBetterChallenge.com. If you have any questions or problems, you can inbox Coach Lalisa at Facebook on Facebook.com/CoachLalisa. So you can inbox me if you have a question. I do have another Facebook page, Lalisa Williams Facebook page, but I prefer you to contact me on the Coach Lalisa. So if you're out there searching and you get confused, that's the one. So I wanted to get that little housekeeping out the way for you. And now on to our, you know, headliner for today. You know, right now I can hear drum roll. Drum roll. The topic today, the destination determination. And you can look yourself in the mirror and say, why should I make determination my destination? Well, here's the thing. We know that change is inevitable. In other words, change is going to happen regardless. So why not plan some things out? Why not in a particular direction? So here's a couple of things that I want to share with you about determination. Is that someone told me once that there's nothing more powerful than a made-up mind. That's right, there's nothing more powerful than a made-up mind. When you make up your mind, when you get determined to do something, all bets are off. You're going to do it. You're going to, your mind, your body, your soul is going to find a way to make it happen. And then the universe is going to send people your way that has any missing piece. Any missing piece, the universe will send someone your way with that missing piece. But you have to be willing to recognize it when it comes so you can take advantage of that opportunity. And what has to happen is, so when you put yourself in determination mode, you know, set it up from the start, these things will begin to fall into place a little bit easier. You'll have more peace. You'll be less stressful. You won't be tossed to and fro by every whim of doctrine. You'll be stable. You'll be going, because you know that you're facing the way you need to go, and now you have determination. Your determination is turned on. So determination is a power of sorts. It's a source of power. You know, the Word of God tells us to have that made up mind. He tells us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. You know, so there's other scriptures that, like Paul talks about pressing toward the mark of that high call. And so Paul talks about like running a race. It's like you're determined to keep going. You know, God told Joshua, be of good courage, be of good cheer. So you have to be determined to be of good courage. You have to be determined. The Word of God tells us to have joy. He gives us joy. And then he tells us that we can have a peace that surpasses understanding. But you got to be determined to be peaceful. You have to be determined to be joyful. The Bible tells us that he will give us power to get wealth. Well, you have to be determined to get that power to get wealth. You have to be determined. You know, he told us that our seeds would be blessed. You know, you have to be determined to be that person that would see that happens. So that's why determination is going to be critical. We're going to talk more about it. But what I want you to do, because we're out of time, it's been a great show. Thank you so much for tuning in. What I want you to do is I want you to do some research. I want you to do your own research. I want you to take those laptops, those iPads, those cell phones, those Androids, those whatever product you have, whatever whatever handheld device you have, laptops, your desktops, whatever. And I want you to do some research. Go to the library, whichever is your preference. And I want you to look up that word determination. I want you to look at the various definitions for determination and just kind of look and see what others have said. And tomorrow we'll share some quotes about determination. We're going to do some quotes on this, but we're going to be determined to be a success. We're going to be determined to live out God's purpose for our lives. We're going to be determined to see God's will done in this earth. We pray the prayer that says, God, not my will, but your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we're going to be determined to bring heaven right here on earth because God said so. And now you want to have heaven in your life. You want heaven to show up in your life. You want the abundant Christian life. But you got to get determined that that is happening for you. So destination, determination. Be determined. Do your research. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same place. God bless you. Don't forget, go to the website, release-your-power.com. Order the book because next month we're going to be talking about release your power. We're going to be talking from that book, and you need to make sure you have your copy. So it takes a couple of weeks to get it. So make sure you order that book. Right away, go to release-your-power.com. On there's a link. Order the book. Go ahead, splurge. You know, it's just $15. Splurge on yourself because next month we're going to talk from the book. We're going to be teaching from the book how to release your power and become who you really are. You don't want to miss that. So I'll see you later. Have a great, powerful, wonderful day. This has been Coach LaLisa, and this is the LaLisa Show.